Is they cheating? Of course they're cheating. Hear the whole story on War of the Roses right now on KDWB.
This could be one of those ugly things on War of the Roses where they're cheating for an ugly reason.
Oh, no.
That, and you'll see what I mean. But I've been talking to Tabitha to kind of get the story here. Tabitha, you're married, right?
Yeah, I'm married to Alex.
Okay, and things started to go a little south about a year ago. Tell me what happened with what's going on and why you're on War of the Roses.
Yeah, so first of all, we had a baby a year ago. And thank you so much. And I have always been thin and fit my whole life. Like, I've always done sports, and that's something that I'm really proud of. And I gained a lot of weight during my pregnancy. And then I haven't been able to get it off. Like, I'm trying, but I've got so much going on, and like, it's just not coming off.
It's so common, though. I mean, I think there's a lot. It's funny because there's different experiences, and it's hard for me as a guy to speak to them. But just from observation, my daughter Allison had a baby 2 years ago, and within weeks, she looked just like she did before. Mm-hmm. And then Susan,
lucky.
Yeah, and my wife. I mean, with that same girl, when she had Allison, she was, you know, like, I don't know what her weight was, but very small. And she had Allison, and she'd probably gained, I mean, like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of trouble. Yeah.
I was 125 when we met, and now I'm 160, which is so, you know, different for me, and I don't like it. And he's really fit, so it just,
you gotta
he
give
doesn't
yourself,
say anything.
You got to give yourself some grace, though, because you just grew a child inside of you for 9 months. I know that the baby's like, what, a year old almost, but you grew a child inside of you, and your body's not going to just snap back. I know Dave said Allison, his daughter, did, but
everybody's different.
Not everyone has that.
Susan did
look.
Not. The problem is the weight gain you think has an offshoot. That's why you're on War of the Roses. So what's been going on?
Well, we haven't touched since my daughter was born. So that is pretty upsetting.
You haven't touched, so that means obviously, no intimacy since your daughter was born.
None at all.
It's none of my business, but I'm going to ask you this when you can tell me to mind your own business. Have you tried initiating anything?
Yeah, I've tried.
Yeah, and nothing happens.
Nothing, and it's embarrassing, and it's really different from, you know, how it's always been. So, I don't know. It's been weird, and then about 6 months ago, I noticed he started using like a lock code on his phone, which made me really worried. And I asked why, just straight up. And he said it's because when they went, you know, back to work after the pandemic, he has this new coworker and he doesn't trust him, which I was like, okay, I didn't really think of anything of it at the time, but it sounded weird. But I trust him, you know, or I thought I did.
Okay.
But I knew his passcode because I saw him enter it a few times. And so, like, it's been so hard. And so last week he was asleep and I went to get some water in the middle of the night. He keeps his phone in the kitchen. And I saw his phone. And he received a text at 2:15 in the morning. And the number was unsaved. And I just couldn't help myself.
Did the text come in while you were in the kitchen? So I'm picturing the phone there in the dark. And then the phone lights up. And it's a text at 2:15 in the morning.
At 2:15 in the morning,
at the same time. Oh, this is part of God's plan then for you to walk in the kitchen. Seriously. I mean, maybe.
I think so.
So you you open the phone, didn't you?
Yeah, I opened the phone because I knew the passcode, and the text message said, "Have you told your wife yet?" So.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and there's no, you know, all the previous conversation I apparently had been deleted or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that there was.
And so this person, if it's this person that he's seeing, they probably suppose that they can text him in the middle of the night because nobody's going to see this text in the middle of the night because everybody'd be sleeping.
Yeah.
So they probably imagine that the first person that's going to see this is not going to be you. Okay, so have you told your wife yet? let's think about what could that mean? What I mean, it's from somebody. It'd be like, okay, you lost $20,000 at the casino. Have you told your wife yet?
That could be.
But or it could be like you lost your job. His best friend is texting. Have you told your wife yet?
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily.
Whoever it is doesn't know that we have a baby. You know, they wouldn't text at that time.
I mean, that makes sense too.
It's a very suspicious time to be 2:15 in the morning. That feels more of a I am having a side thing, and they're texting me late because they know
Absolutely.
That hopefully nobody's going to see it. That's not supposed to.
Have you told your wife yet? Could also easily mean have you told her you're leaving her yet? Or I don't want to scare you. It could mean, have you told your wife I'm pregnant? Have you told, I mean, and I don't want to scare you, but I'm just trying to, you know, there could be some easy explanations for it. Like, I mean, you know, have you told your wife you lost your wedding ring yet? I mean, so it could be something like that.
I just want to test him. Like, it's just bullshit. Like, I want to know.
I don't blame you. You've put up with a lot. You got a baby on top of all this. And he has not been intimate in a year since the baby came. And you're worried that it might be the weight gain, which is a really crappy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Is a really crappy thing.
It is.
But I'm going to guess it probably does happen. Like somebody in a relationship, man or woman, might put on a lot of weight. And the other person might struggle. We're human. Might struggle to find them attractive still. I mean, you can come after me for saying that. But I think we are human. And if I put on 60 pounds, I don't think Susan would find me attractive. I'd still be hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you'd be super hot. So hot.
Okay. We'll be back. You hang tight for a second, Tabitha. We'll come back in a second and we'll find out. You know, we'll set the trap. We'll say, who do you want to send roses to? And if he chooses, no matter what name he chooses, we'll say, okay, great. We'll send the roses. What's the name? And then what do you want written on the card? And we'll see if that's kind of a giveaway, too. So hang on. Then after that, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law to see what kind of insights he gets as far as relationships and marriage and everything from support to custody, all that. He always gets something out of War of the Roses. We'll talk to Jonathan coming up. We'll make the phone call in a minute.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I'm going to reset it for you just so in case you missed it or you need a little recap. She's calling in. Her name is Tabitha, and she is married. She had a baby a year ago. And like a lot of people do, they gain weight, and it's really, really difficult to work off pregnancy weight. And so since then, they haven't had sex in a year. And she thinks that it might be because of the baby weight, and a lot of people are going after him because of that. And I will tell you this one. Susan will hate me for telling you this one, but she gained a lot of baby weight with Allison. Not so much with Carson, but with Allison. That was her first one. Maybe that was the difference. I'm not really sure. But she gained a lot of weight, and she really had a lot of time taking it off. And I still found her, this sounds so corny, but I'm going to say it anyway, I still found her very beautiful, mm-hmm. very alluring, for lack of a better word. But she hated it. She really hated it. And so she worked really hard to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she did eventually. And then, you know, you get to a point where if you love somebody so much, you really don't care how much weight they gain. You truly don't. You want them to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
and you might like them to, like, work out and whatever, but you really don't care. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like your husband goes bald or your boyfriend goes bald. You're not going to go, oh, he's bald. He's not doing it for me anymore, because you still love him, and maybe he looks better.
I think most healthy relationships, you love the person for their personality more so than their physique.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So I think that, like, they're still going to have their personality regardless of a little bit of extra pounds on them.
And by the way, if you think that you're going to weigh what you weigh, if you're like 30 years old and you think you're going to weigh what you weigh when you're 55 years old, it's not likely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not likely, especially women. They go through the whole menopause thing, and that's a shocking thing when you hit 55.
Wow,
and it's like, ooh,
I can't wait.
You got a long time, Jenny. You got years and years. All right, so let's get back to War of the Roses. We're going to make the phone call. And oh, by the way, so she goes down in the kitchen. Here's even more evidence. She goes in the kitchen middle of the night. I think she said 2:15 in the morning. His phone is plugged in. And she goes to the kitchen to get water because kitchen water is better than bathroom water. We all know that. The phone coincidentally blinks lights up in the middle of the night with a new text message. And she could see the preview from a strange number that said, have you told your wife yet? So she's trying to find out what's going on. After we make the phone call, we'll talk to Jonathan Fogel from Fogle Family Law, because people love to hear what kind of insights and what they can take away from this. And he's also got some, like, you know, family law, divorce, custody, that type of advice. Let's get right to it on KDWB.
Thanks, Alex, for taking the time to do that. Now, as promised, I do have some roses to send out, a dozen roses I can send out to anyone you would like. So what I need from you, Alex, is a name that you want to send these roses to. Who would you like to send them to?
Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and send them to Lynn.
Okay, awesome. And is that your wife or a girlfriend or something?
No, it's just a girl I know down at the gym.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, we can also have you write something on a card if you want to write a little note to her. Anything you want to put on a card for her?
Yeah. Let's put something on there. Can't wait to start our future together.
All right. I wrote that down. Wonderful.
I had to tell you, Jenny, my stomach just dropped.
I know.
I mean, that was like, wow. And I feel so bad. Tabitha, hang in there. I'm going to explain to Alex what really just happened. And Alex, you're going to be shocked with this one. This is not, it's not your cable company. It's your wife, Tabitha, calling to find out who you would send roses to. And we are a radio station. We're KWB. And she had called us and she said, hey, I want you to set a trap because I think Alex is up to something.
I'm sorry, what? Excuse me? What?
Yeah, Tabitha, my heart breaks for you right now, Tabitha. I'm so sorry that this is like, it sounds like Alex has not only been seeing somebody else, but they're talking about starting a relationship.
Yeah.
Tabitha, did you hear everything?
Yeah, I heard everything. Alex, is it because of my weight?
You know, it's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. And we met at the gym, didn't we?
Yeah.
Back then, and then you got me pregnant, and now I'm not. So what's gonna happen with Lynn? You gonna get her too, and then stop touching her?
I'm sorry. It's just been like over time. Like I just don't.
Let me remind you that we have a baby together.
I know.
Act like a little boy about it. I get it.
Why don't we just talk about this and off the air? Because I don't know. I'm really surprised that you did this. I get it. You're upset.
Are you hurt that I did this? Because imagine how I'm feeling right now.
Well, yeah. Like our stuff's on public now. Like we should be talking about this in private. You know, like
no, we should be talking about it in public because it's so f***ed up.
Yeah, this is the wrong way, Tabitha. No.
You know what? What's the wrong way is how you treated me. I'm your wife.
Wow. Jonathan Fogle from Fogle Family Law is going to have some insight on this one. Jonathan was telling me that there have actually been prenups, and this is weird about weight gain, and this is such an ugly, awful subject because we know that you should not. Because if somebody, let's say that, like, you know, Andrew fell down the stairs and he's in a wheelchair for a year, you would not be like, oh, well, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to decide, didn't sign up for this. You would still love him and you would take care of him for a year. If you gained a lot of weight, let's say, I know somebody who was in a car accident. They were in a wheelchair and they went from being like 125 pounds to probably now, I haven't seen her in years, 175 pounds because she couldn't work out anymore.
Right.
And sometimes life happens. So, and this is just, it's a very, very common thing to have a baby, and then the baby weight doesn't always come off right away. But Jonathan, you're telling me about, there are prenups that have weight gain clauses in them, right? Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah, this when I heard this, first of all, it's terrible, right? I mean, this whole weight gain issue and that being somehow tied to love or tied to attractiveness. But I have seen cases. And mostly, look, I would probably say it's mostly in like celebrity type cases, but there are actually prenuptial agreements, which usually deal with property division, But I've seen clauses that have weight gain provisions, which basically limit someone's weight to a max of so many pounds and even set a penalty if someone goes over that weight. Wow. In their marriage. So, for example, Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo had a clause in their prenuptial agreement that basically said she had to pay him $500,000 for every pound she gained during the marriage, and that she would never weigh more than 135 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not together anymore, are they? I don't really follow those
two. They actually never got married.
I was going to say, I don't hear about them.
Yes. But, you know, look, there's also infidelity clauses that are in prenuptial agreements that say, you know, if somebody cheats, they'll get less financial compensation in a divorce. So I know someone like Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's married to Michael Douglas, they have a big infidelity clause in their prenuptial agreement.
That's very telling, because if she insisted on that being, or he insisted, then there must have been some real history. Like, you cheat on me when we're married, you're going to get a whole lot less support or maintenance or whatever. So, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Talk to us about, because one of the things that we always bring up with Jonathan is, like, just some of the basic questions. There's a lot of people that put off getting a divorce because they don't know what to expect. They're scared. This is what I've heard, and I think it's really true. If you're in a bad marriage and you want to get out, you stay there longer than you should sometimes because you know what to expect. You know what's going to happen, and you know you can handle it. Mm-hmm. But if you get a divorce, you don't know what to expect, and you don't know what the future holds, and so you don't know if you can handle it. So then you stay in the marriage for a year. It turns into 5 years, and it turns into 20 years, and you're like, oh, so let's end this marriage right away. That's a joke. That's a joke. Jonathan, but there are people who are in that situation, right?
Oh, for sure. In fact, most of the calls that I get for consultations, a lot of them are not ready to get divorced yet, but they've thought about it.
Yeah.
But they're terrified because of the unknown.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't know what to expect. So, you know, part of my job is to educate them and empower them to make good decisions, right? As an attorney, I'm not making those decisions for them, whether it's to get divorced or even during the divorce process. But my job is to provide options and alternatives, you know, backed by, you know, my experience and knowledge, and give them the ability to make those good decisions so they're not as scared, right? Think about anybody, right? Whenever you're making a decision, if you're making that decision out of fear, it's not going to be a good decision, or you're going to freeze and not make any decision at all. And, you know, a lot of times at the end of my consultations, when I'm talking to someone on the phone or if we're meeting in person, I may say to them, look, I hope I never see you again.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't mean that as an insult, but I hope they figure it out. I hope they can work things out and use that information I give them to maybe strengthen their marriage if that helps them. But if not, then they certainly can come back and I can help them move forward down that path.
He's been doing it for over 25 years. It's Jonathan Fogle from Fogle Family Law, offering up those free consultations. Go to FogleFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, and you can set up an appointment with Jonathan on the phone or in person, whatever you want to do, and see what, you know, that you can work out. Maybe it is time to move forward, or maybe it's time to go back and try again. FogleFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks a lot. First thing, though, I'm going to hit the gym. I need to take up.